Talk Live. We're rolling into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We're rolling into the phone calls to start things out this hour. We're talking about immigration, and I believe some of our callers would still like to discuss that. So let's go back to Mike in Maryland, kind of gave him a short shrift earlier. Wanted to make sure he got all his thoughts out. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Do you gentlemen think that we should have wide open borders and just allow anybody come into this country that wants to and just not even bother checking, or what?
I think that welfare should be abolished. That way the people that are coming here are looking for a better life for themselves. And I think at the same time we also need to get back to true private property rights in America, where there is no such thing as the tragedy of the commons. There is no commonly owned property. And let private property owners decide for themselves who they want to allow on their property or not. But yes, in the meantime, while government is still around, absolutely the border should be open, in my opinion.
I would say that I've got a little slightly different opinion, and that would be that I think that perhaps the federal government was within its bounds when, Ellis Island was around and they sat you on the island for 3 days to make sure you were quarantined and weren't entirely virulent and maybe tested you for a couple of diseases and then screwed up your name and let you go. But as far as, 10 years to become, to get a visa and however long
that's
it takes.
That's if they don't lose your paperwork,
right?
To start it all over again.
To put them in charge of all that other stuff, they just screw it up.
What do you think, Mike?
So if we have wide open borders, how many people do you think would come to this country?
Who knows?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what scares me, because
why
you would wind up like, you would wind up like India.
Why would we wind up like India in a culture of liberty as opposed to, this is supposed to be a free country as opposed to India, which is a, third world despotic nation. Maybe it's second world now. I don't know what all the definitions there are, but the government in India is a lot more tyrannical than the government in the United States. It takes a lot more, for instance, to start a business in India than it does here in the United States. You have to fill out reams of paperwork there.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons why people want to leave places like that. And if somebody can make it to the shores of the United States and there's no welfare programs around for them to suck off of, I don't see what the problem is.
They have to rent a place to live or buy a place to live. I don't know.
So
I mean,
you don't see any
better our economy.
So you don't see any correlation between the rise in tuberculosis and leprosy and other diseases, the crime rates, the drunk drive, and you should talk to somebody who's had their daughter raped by an illegal alien.
But daughters get raped by American citizens. What do you want to do about that?
Yeah, that's true. Well, we have enough criminals as it is. We don't need any more.
Well, I understand, but when you have regular citizens, you're going to have criminals too. Do you want to throw out babies with bathwater?
What are you talking about?
Well, how are you going to know who the rapists are?
Let's say one out of ten people that come from other countries, migrant people that come here, are criminals. What about the other nine? Are we going to stop them from coming here because and bettering our nation by working hard?
Frankly, I think we should have a 20-year moratorium on all immigration.
But I think what you're proposing to do is going to tank our economy.
I'm sorry?
I think what you're proposing to do is going to tank our economy.
That's absolute malarkey, and you know it.
No, I do not. I believe exactly the opposite.
I think his proposal is insane and impossible.
That's nonsense.
How do you plan on having a 20-year moratorium, sir? How do you plan on doing that?
Why have the wages gone down in the past 10 years? That's because of unbridled illegal immigration and the H-1B visa plan.
You just don't like competition, do you?
Hold on. One of the reasons wages have gone down is because companies have decided that it's just not worth paying this much in America for workers and having all the rules of the federal government put on them, so they've taken their jobs and gone elsewhere.
No, he's talking about wages in America.
I know. The reason is because demand, the supply of jobs has gone away, so therefore the price has diminished.
So bringing in the illegal aliens and H-1B visas, that's going to solve the problem?
I'm not sure what an H-1B visa is precisely, and I don't propose to give anybody visas. I don't think the federal government should be in charge of visas.
Well, the small fence San Diego put up did a lot to stopping crime And you know, the people in San Diego are very happy with the little fence.
Well, I think I understand what you're saying about the fence, and likely that fence caused people to go other directions around the fence.
Yeah, because it worked, didn't it?
But, well, if you put up now, what's going to happen when you put up a fence across the entire border? They're still going to want to get across that border, and they're going to come.
If you make it just like that's like saying, you know, we're not going to stop all burglars. So let's just leave our doors wide open because...
Why are you calling people that come to this country burglars?
Because many of them are.
Well, a handful.
Some people in this country are burglars, so I'm going to call one.
Well, why invite more?
But you're a burglar.
That's insanity.
It's not insane.
It's great to have
good people come to this country and work hard.
Most of the people that come here... illegal aliens come here to milk the system.
How dare you make an accusation like that? That is completely baseless. That is completely baseless. What do you mean it's obvious?
No. Look at how many people are on welfare.
How many immigrants do you know, sir? How many immigrants?
30% of the federal prisoners are illegal aliens, so you don't know what you're talking about.
How many immigrants do you know, sir? How many of them?
Well, I don't know.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're full.
Yeah. Thanks, 800-259-9231. Just absolutely insanity, a 20-year moratorium on allowing people to come into the United States. And it's also impossible.
As though you're going to stop people from coming to the United States. If they don't come across the border, they're going to dig under it, like they did with the tunnels. If they don't dig under it, they're going to pay off a border guard, like happens all the time.
Yep, exactly right.
You can't stop it. The government can't stop drugs from coming into their own prisons.
Right.
How are they going to stop people who want to come here and live a little freer and earn a little more money than they do at home?
The fact is, the only way you're ever going to be able to stop immigration to this country is to make it less free than all the other countries surrounding
it. You know, this is the same crap that was said about the Italians. It's the same crap that was said about the Irish. It was the same crap that's been said about every other class of individual that has come to this country throughout the ages.
I think some Americans just want someone to hate. I think that's a factor here. Let's go to the phones, talk to, I believe it is Jeff in Miami, listening on WFTL. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to know why the government's trying to sell me a passport if they're going to have open borders between Canada and Mexico.
What do you mean? They're not going to have open borders? Who's going to have open borders?
That's what they're saying.
Who's saying that?
The government's saying that they're going to have open borders to come from Mexico to Canada, all the way up to Canada, that new street.
And where did you hear this? They're talking about building fences, sir.
Yeah, but they're talking about the open border, that they're going to just let the truckers go through on that big highway that they're
doing. Oh, okay. You're talking about the idea of this North American Union, is that right?
Yeah, they want to sell me a passport to go to Mexico or Canada, but they're going to let these trucks come in through free.
Yeah, I don't have any explanation for that. I don't, you know, the government is unexplainable.
If I'm American, why they can come through here free, why can't I go there free?
You should be able to go there free.
There is an easy explanation to this. Government's really about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies? When you're in the government, that's, you know, what people do. People that pay off, you know, pay into their campaigns and that kind of thing, they give them all kinds of favors. And the people that, you know, they don't really like, they go after them and give them all kinds of stuff that they don't want to do.
Yeah, but whenever you go by the government, hello?
Hi, you're here.
Yeah, every time you go by the government, you can feel fingers getting into your pockets.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's why we need to get rid of them.
Okay, you have a nice evening.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Greg in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Greg, what's on your mind?
Three callers ago, the guy was talking about immigration. He mentioned about he only wants the best and the brightest to move to America.
Yeah.
Well, I think the ironic thing is that if you open the borders, that's exactly what would happen. What I mean is you'd have an initial rush into the States, at which time all the housing would be bought up, all the apartments would be rented, the price of housing would go way up, and at that point only the best, brightest, and richest people would be able to move to America. And I can prove this by this is exactly what's happening in Alberta right now.
It's a really great example. I mean, I hadn't even considered that, but it's absolutely true. All the extra rentals and all the property that's on the market would be bought up for additional rentals. And at that point, rent rates would go up, so only people could afford them would be.
I don't think that's necessarily the case. It's an interesting economic point, no doubt about that.
Well, that is what is happening in Alberta right now.
Thank you for the call, Greg. We appreciate hearing from you. More on the way, you can take control. That doesn't mean people still can't get together and pool rent.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled
as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Let's see. Also, you should join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of features. In fact, all of the features are totally free, archives included. An entire year's worth of the show, so if you've missed a moment, go and get it right from the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Let's go back into the phone calls here and talk to the amplifier line, Ryan in Texas. Hey there, Ryan.
Yeah, you had some real ignorant guy call in a few minutes ago just spouting out statistics that were completely wrong. They've been parroted left and right. I wanted to correct a couple things.
You mean the guy that said that all immigrants are just sucking off the teat of the state, or most of them are, and they're just
they're criminals
people.
And they're rot with TB and leprosy?
That guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
First of all, the TB and leprosy numbers that he's spouting out that a lot of the conservative radio guys have been...
Right, I've heard a lot about it. I haven't seen any news stories about drug-resistant tuberculosis on the
rise.
There
was that one white guy that had TB recently.
Yeah, there was that guy.
Well, there was a CDC report that came out not too long ago saying something about 7,000 cases. And they said, 7,000 cases in 3 years. Except, no, it was 30 years. The other one was saying that 30% of criminals are illegal immigrants. They get that statistic from a California report saying that 23% of prisoners in California are deportable. That means they are immigrants in either legally or illegally. You can be in here legally on a visa and still be deportable.
Absolutely
if you commit a crime.
Absolutely
and
true.
Just as many Asian immigrants in Northern California as there are Mexican.
Very good. Anything else you wanted to clear up?
No, just to point out that guy's a racist bastard.
Yep, that's really all there is to it. Thanks for the call, Ryan. We appreciate it. That's really what a lot of it is, because if we can knock down objection after objection to immigration, the first objection that always comes out of their mouths is, well, they're taking the welfare. Well, let's get rid of welfare. Well, they're committing crimes. Well, you know, there's plenty of reasons why the crimes happen. We didn't address the war on drugs, by the way, because a lot of the crimes that the immigrants are in jail for aren't rapes. A lot of them are drug dealing. And of course, if there was no war on drugs in the first place, then they wouldn't be able to do those so-called crimes.
Because it wouldn't be a crime.
I'd really like to see what the crime statistics would be like without the war on drugs. Really be curious about that as well. So anyway, let's continue with the calls. Talk to Brad in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Brad, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, how you doing? Love your show,
good,
as
sir.
Usual. And
what's up?
Quick shout-out, WXNT better never drop this, your show, because it's great.
You know, I've been trying to get it. There's a new program director over there at WXNT, and he must be really busy, because I've been trying my best to say hello to the guy, and I haven't had a chance yet. I believe his name is Scott. If you get a chance, maybe shoot him a phone call or an email and let him know how you feel about Free Talk Live.
I'll do it. Thank you. I got two questions, and the one that I really am the most interested in is... I am a Republican, but I'm ticked off at the Republican Party. I hate the Democratic Party.
Sounds like me.
The Libertarian Party is intriguing, but I am a pro-military person, so that is what gets me with the Libertarians every time.
I got to tell you, there's plenty of pro-liberty or pro-military libertarians out there. Right? Just because I'm on the air doesn't mean that all libertarians are like me.
Right. My problems with the Libertarian Party don't have anything to do with their stance on the military or anything like that. Although I would have considered myself a few years ago to be sort of a pro-military Republican, I wouldn't consider myself that now, just because I've realized that, well, the military is another government program, and it's just as incompetent as every other government program.
I'd like to point something out.
I would like to direct you to the rlc.org website. That's the Republican Liberty Caucus, and they're working from the inside of the Republican Party to return them to sort of their roots.
Are they truly Republicans, or is it a Democratic ploy to, like, a third-party Ross Perot deal to, you know, help swing elections? I mean, I'm not a conspiracy person, but that did pop into my head.
The Republican Liberty Caucus is a libertarian ploy to get the Republicans to become, the Republicans to recognize their sort of libertarian base. The Republicans have a few bases, and one of them is a large number of people in the United States who want a smaller government, and the Republican Liberty Caucus is...
Right. There are people who don't see the Libertarian Party as a viable option, and I don't even know if I see the Libertarian Party as a viable option at this point. They've watered their message down so badly at this point. I'm a life member of the LP, but I don't pay any attention to them anymore, really, unless they do something worthwhile, which I haven't seen them do anything worthwhile in a while. So, and I'd like to also point out that in regards to libertarians, most of them simply believe in getting the military back to America. A lot of them are pro-military. It's just that they don't think the military should be spread in 100-something countries around the world, 130-plus countries, and have over 700 military bases. I think that's what most of their objections are to the military.
Okay. And one thing I'd like to know is, how do you guys ever think that we are truly going to abolish the federal government or shrink it down to a more manageable level? It's a bloodthirsty machine. These people are never going to give up their power, and anybody that takes power in the future, ultimately they're going to end up corrupted too. Even if
I don't know whether I agree with that entirely. I think there's the presidential candidate out there right now, Ron Paul, who's running under the Republican ticket. He's been been in the House of Representatives for 9 terms now, and has always, they call him Dr. No. He's always voted against things that are unconstitutional.
Yeah,
I think you can put principled people that believe in small government.
But the problem is they don't run for office. The principled people they go and they create products and services and they do good things in the marketplace.
Right.
They're not running for.
Now let me answer the question. The question was, how do we think it's going to ever occur?
And well, how long would it take?
I can answer both those. Essentially, the Libertarian Party never did anything of any consequence for me, so I never really believed it. I believed in small government, but, what's ever going to happen here? Then along came the idea of the Free State Project. I think that people who believe in small government, there will be a certain amount of them that believe strongly enough that they're willing to do something. And that thing that they would have to do is move to New Hampshire, be among 20,000 people who are moving to New Hampshire to return one state to liberty, that the sole role of government would be the pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Excuse me, protection.
I love that idea, but why didn't you guys pick a state down south where it's warmer?
Because all the states down south are too big and full of socialists. That's why. That's why we left Florida.
Well, because it is also the live free or die state. New Hampshire won far and above. There was a vote, by the way. There were 10 candidate states, and New Hampshire won far and above all the other states
the
for farthest, a variety of reasons.
The farthest south state was Delaware.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. Hey, Brad, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. And in regards to getting away from the federal government, my solution, as far as the quickest one, secession. That would seem to be the fastest, most effective way to really cut the federal government down to size, is to have the states just say, we've had it, see you later.
I don't know if I'm ready for that, but I can tell you that this Florida boy made it through the last winter, and it wasn't too bad.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. Vince, Lou, John, all on the way. Ladies first, if you make the call. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. And some of those features include the wiki, over 1,350 pages, unique pages created by listeners just like you. You can go in and edit the wiki to your heart's content. That's what it's all about. It's like a listener editable version of our website. Wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. WIKI.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones and to the fun, it is John in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Free State Project you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Are you trying to get a bunch of people to move to New Hampshire?
Yes, sir. Yes, we are.
If you have a bunch of illegal Hispanics move up there, what you going to do then, dude?
Well, I would embrace them with open arms as long as they aren't taking welfare.
Do you currently live in a place where you have to deal with the influx of illegals?
We used to live in Florida. I was born and raised there.
Then, yeah, you had to deal with it. I'll admit that. Are we really going to lose our culture and the American way of life just because we let too many people move here?
I don't think we are.
Well,
I think likely culture will change. I think, for instance,
that's inevitable.
I think, for instance, the day that I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but that black lady who wouldn't give up her bus seat,
Rosa Parks.
I think the day Rosa Parks decided she wasn't getting out of that bus seat, culture changed.
I think a bunch of Italians
came here and introduced their food. Culture's
every
changed.
Day somebody stands up and. That's just the human spirit. God bless Rosa Parks. Fellas, I'm a juggalo. Trust me.
What's a
I'm
juggalo?
I'm no racist. I used to live and work with illegal immigrants.
Wait. What's a juggalo?
Okay. Well, it's kind of a way of life. You guys know what deadheads are, right?
Yeah, like Grateful Dead
fans? You've heard of the rap group The Insane Clown Posse, right?
I have heard of them, yes.
Okay, well, it's kind of offshoot subculture of The Insane Clown Posse. Anyway, nonetheless.
Okay, interesting.
They're a culture that they're not assimilating, fellas.
What do you mean
you know,
by
the,
that,
the
sir?
The people at Ellis Island, they had their names Americanized, this and that. The people that live in my
well,
local
you're,
community,
you're upset
dude,
because somebody wants to call themselves
they don't
Jose
put their
Gonzalez?
Kids in Little League. Listen, they don't put their kids in Little League, all right? The little winery in my hometown that I used to pick grapes for every summer, mm-hmm. you can't do that anymore because they have 30 of them that live there, dude.
Well,
okay?
Hold on. I'd like to address
it's
the
no
they're
on
not
the
assimilating
news, man.
Issue.
It's no longer on the news. It's one-third of the people in the supermarket when you go to the supermarket now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, let me talk to you about the assimilating part. Have you heard of a portion of New York called Little Italy?
Dude, I'm talking about a little town
you a question.
In the Ozarks, buddy.
I look,
I'm not
have you heard of a portion
a
of New York City called Little Italy? Have you heard
of
a portion called of
Chinatown?
Called Chinatown, or how about Little Poland in Chicago, or Little Vietnam in off of Los Angeles? I mean, they all have these enclaves of immigrants that have come here more recently. Benjamin Franklin talked about the German immigrants to Pennsylvania, saying that these people are ruining our culture, and that was back in the 1700s. I mean, people, you know, when they first come here, they want to get around people they can talk to in their native tongue, and that makes perfectly good sense.
But
and then they slowly assimilate. By the third generation, they almost all speak English.
Don't speak their original language.
Into the high 90th percentile.
Yep, that's the fact. Your
you
final
guys
thoughts?
You sound borderline racist, Dave.
We're the racists?
Day. Oh, come on.
Based on what? Based on what evidence do you make that claim, sir? How are we racist?
I'm just sounding that way just because you guys sound like you sound kind of privileged. I mean, I don't mean to stereotype.
Yeah, privileged.
I mean,
all right. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Mark, would you describe yourself as privileged?
I am the luckiest guy on earth. I've got to say, you know, I came from a middle class background. My parents worked hard to send me to a private school. I, you know, then wanted to go on and go to a public school a little later. I gotten messed up with the wrong crowd. I spent 9 years in prison for a crime that, well, I didn't commit. But now I've gotten out and I've got my own radio show and my own business that's running real well. So, yes, I am absolutely privileged because I have managed to come back from the lowest socioeconomic class in America.
Yeah, but I think the term privileged, when I hear the term privileged, I think, you know, silver spoon.
Garbled gobbledygook is what that is.
I think silver spoon, you know, child of the elite, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I think when I hear privileged, I think somebody who's pampered, I think somebody like that.
My dad was the president of the local ACLU in our
the ACLU?
Not ACLU, excuse me. AFL-CIO. He was the president
union.
Of his union. So I guess I am privileged.
Well, he
right?
was a mold maker, right?
Right.
He worked in a factory.
I saw him come back from work with his forearms bloodied
right.
many times because he worked with his hands. He'd have slivers of metal from carving out machining metal.
When I was born, my dad was reconing speakers in a little hi-fi shop in downtown Sarasota, Florida, and my mom was working in a thrift store. Is that privileged?
I don't know.
And racist? That's just ludicrous. Let's go to Lou in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on WFTL. Hey, Lou.
Hello.
Lou.
Yes, how you doing?
Lou. What's on your mind, Lou?
Listen, Ian, I think you're an ideologue.
You'd
have
be
you
right.
ever read the book by Eric Hoffer, True Believer?
No, sorry, I have not.
Okay, you sound to me like the old school Bolsheviks. You are so sure that you're right that you dismiss anyone who disagrees with you.
Well, now, hold on a second, Lou. I'm not dismissing people who disagree with me, but what exactly is wrong about taking a position of voluntary association against coercive force? That's my position,
example.
Lou.
The old Bolsheviks, they were ideologues also. And they.
So is Rush Limbaugh.
Wait, let me finish. They took a country, let's give an example, the Soviet Union, and they decided to remold the people into their image. Now, when the Soviet Union fell apart, did it fall apart according to ethnic lines, or did it fall apart according to cultural lines or philosophical lines? How did it fall apart?
You tell me, Lou.
It fell apart according to ethnic lines. It broke up into 15 ethnic republics. Okay? So when the going got tough, the people fell back to their own tribe. And that's something you don't understand.
Well,
and you want to bring
tribes.
That to America. You don't understand that.
America's a melting pot, Lou.
Don't understand that.
Well, what tribes are we going to break up into?
Look what happened to Yugoslavia. When
I don't think that's apples and oranges, Lou.
No,
you can't compare.
Right.
You can't compare the Soviet Union to the United States.
Absolutely. There's a problem because of the whole melting pot thing, Lou. For instance, I don't know what cultural group I would fall into. I'm part Spanish, part German, and part Irish. So which direction am I going to fall?
Let me make my point. In Yugoslavia, they gave that same answer. They had Bosnian Muslims that intermarried with Serbian Christians or with Croatian Christians.
Okay.
But when the going got tough and the tribes started fighting each other, everyone fell back to their own tribe. And that's something that's going to happen here in America if you don't watch out. Because these people are going to come up here, and you're soft, you're weak.
The Soviet Union is much better off today. The former states of the Soviet Union are much better off today than they were under the Soviet Union. So I don't necessarily see that as a bad thing, Lou.
Have you been to the Soviet Union?
No, I have not, but I've certainly read a lot of it. Have you? Have you?
What?
I
have family that lived there.
Great. Well, you know, I've actually read articles about Estonia, for instance, that point out that Estonia is doing just great. As a matter of fact, it's in the best shape of all of the
did
former Soviet states.
Did you hear about that attack that Russia did against Estonia with the computers?
No.
No, you didn't hear about that because it doesn't serve your purpose.
Well,
you know, Ian,
Lou,
you're an ideologue.
Lou, that's okay. I can be an ideologue because unlike the Soviets, I'm not going to force my viewpoint on others. I'm not going to point guns at people and say you must assimilate.
When Yugoslavia fell apart, did it fall apart according to ideological lines or did it fall apart according to ethnic lines?
I assume you're going to say ethnic lines.
I want you to answer the question.
I don't know the answer.
I'm not a historian.
Yugoslavia fell into ethnic...
fell into ethnic conflict. And the people like you who thought they were above it all got killed.
Yeah, is that a threat, Lou?
That is correct.
All right, thanks for the call.
You,
I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I don't think it's fair to compare the United States to the Soviets because we're becoming more communistic here in this country, but to compare to compare the makeup of
everybody who's not an Indian is not a native here. So we've assimilated.
Right.
We've bred.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-920-9786. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-920-9786. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Live Saturday show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features for free. And we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as several hundred of our listeners have decided to do for as little as $3 a month. Now, if you've listened to the show before, you know that our website is completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. We do ours for free, though we do ask that if you like our site and you like the show and you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible, that you become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. And what we do is we take that money in and we turn it back around into promoting, to advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live, hence the name AMP. And you can get all the examples for how we're spending the money at amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up, learn about some of the perks like the AMP-only call-in line, the AMP-only chat room and forums, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. As we head back to the phones here, oh, one more thing. I wanted to touch on Lou's point from Miami about the ideologue thing. I was just looking at the definition of ideologue. According to dictionary.com, someone who theorizes or one given to fanciful ideas or theories, a theorist, a spectator. Now, I think I could probably fit into that that term, though my theories are based on facts. My theories
right.
are based
ideologue
on...
Ideologue would be somebody, it is an insult to somebody who has a particular... theory. I mean, fanciful means that it could never happen.
Yeah, and the marketplace could happen. And the marketplace does work better than the government. I mean, every example where the marketplace has taken over a government function or used to handle a government function clearly shows that the marketplace does it better. So that's what my my ideas are based off of. So it's really not, I don't know if it's really ideological, but nonetheless, it's still apples and oranges to say that I have, because I'm an ideologue, am somehow related to the people in, the people in communist Russia. What?
Well,
they wanted to force their commie ideas on everybody
else. I think
else.
That one could call most people in politics, whether it's people with radio shows or pundits, Rush Limbaugh would be an ideologue. Who's that awful blonde, skinny woman that makes fun of...
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. Good Lord. I mean, she's definitely an ideologue. All kinds of people are ideologues out there that are doing this commenting business. And that's all we are, commentators.
I mean, Lou would be an ideologue. He thinks it's possible to keep immigrants out of the country, right?
It's certainly ludicrous. That's fanciful.
It's ludicrous. That's great, Mark. Is that a pun? Let's go to Mike in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Mike. Mike in Texas, on the line. Do we have Mike? Mike going once? Mike going to... Mike.
Hello?
Hey, Mike.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You're here, but you've got an awful cell phone. Let's see if we can clear that up.
Yeah, Mike, it sounds bad.
It's unacceptable, in fact. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to have the board op work with you, maybe get you on another line, have you call right back. We'll try you back here in a little while. In the meantime, let's go to Ian in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian. What's on your mind?
Oh, not too much gas. Actually, a lot, to be really honest with you.
Okay.
You guys have to pull out $1, $5, and a $20 bill. Look at the guys on there. We got George Washington. We got Abraham Lincoln. We got Andrew Jackson.
Okay.
These have three. Actually, one very important thing in common is that is they were against, and therefore they got rid of central banks controlled by private interests. And as we know, the Federal Reserve is a central bank, sort of guys, you know, whatever. And it's owned, and most of the stocks are held by private and foreign interests.
I didn't know that Abraham Lincoln was against central banks.
Oh, no. Okay. In fact, he introduced the greenback currency. He introduced, when he went to New York, and they offered him a 35% interest rate on the loan for the Civil War. He said, fuck, you know, or, I'm sorry.
He didn't say the whole word.
FCC, please apologize. I'm sorry. But basically, what I'm getting to is that, really, if we want to strengthen government to a reasonable degree, we've got to get rid of this private banking cartel.
Absolutely.
Controlling everything. This exorbitant debt that we've gotten over the course of all these years, all of our tax dollars have gone to doing one thing, and that's paying interest on all these wars.
Yep, and they love to just crank up the printing press and print out as much money as they can possibly get away with, and that inflates the money supply, which means that prices go up, our buying power goes down, and man, it's so misunderstood. Most Americans don't have any idea what inflation is really all about, and it's sad.
Right. Well, see, and this is the thing. Throughout our history, we've had expansions and contractions and these manipulations by all these crazy interests. I mean, of course, you know that the Rothschilds, they spread out through Europe, and they funded wars. Both said they were doing the Palpatine thing, funding the one guys, the other guy funding the bad guys. And it was just this game that they play. It goes all the way back to ancient Rome. It goes all the way back to the money changers. Jesus didn't want these guys in the temple because they were screwing over his people. This is the thing that's going to... I mean, all the presidents that have tried to do this either got shot or got demeaned or censured in the case of Andrew Jackson. This is something that Ron Paul has proposed, he's talked about, and I think it's a damn good idea. We've got to do this.
I have to agree with you. I'm not sure about the Rothschilds trying to take over the world and that kind of thing. I think most of the international bankers in the world are
Dutch. Look at the history, man. Look at the history. Research the Rothschilds. Look what they did in all the wars, the French wars, all the Napoleon, funding Napoleon twice. And, I mean, he was the original. Those guys were the original war profiteers. They taught Dick Cheney everything he knows.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I agree with you, Mike, that the bankers absolutely are interested in pocketing as much money as they possibly can, and they know that using the government to create wars is one of the most effective ways to do that.
When we were in a Great Depression, we were funding Germany's incline into Nazi Germany. I mean, if you trace the money through the Federal Reserve Board and those guys that were involved. I mean, did you guys realize that Americans could not own gold physically from 1932 when Fort Knox was, or 34 when Fort Knox was created, until 1971? Nixon finally allowed Americans to own physical gold.
Yes.
You had to have bonds. You had to have some sort of representation.
Wasn't it one of the Rothschilds that said something like, "I care not who makes the laws, so long as I have control of the money, basically, the money supply? You know, it's really just despicable. And, you know, thank you for the call. I think you're absolutely right about that. It's a tremendously important issue. And unfortunately, it's just not sexy, you know? Like, John Stossel was giving this presentation here in New Hampshire earlier this year about why the media doesn't pay attention to a lot of sort of liberty-oriented things. Of course, there's a bunch of not anti-liberty people in the media, but even John Stossel himself, like why he's not paying attention to the Free State Project with the reporting he's doing. And he said, you know, you guys just aren't sexy enough yet. You've got to sexy up your mission here. You've got to sexy up what you're doing. And he doesn't mean actual sex, but you know what I'm saying. It make it attractive and interesting and that sort of thing.
Give it some sizzle.
Right. And the Federal Reserve is an issue that just doesn't have sizzle. It doesn't have it.
Otherwise, Americans would have been looking at this all the time. But, yeah, you know, unions have always been in support of a metal-backed currency because they know that workers getting paid in fiat currency reduces their buying power. But, you know, it's not something that, you can really put in front of Americans and they'll lap up. It isn't Paris Hilton. You can believe that crap.
It is doable. I think we do it fairly effectively with real, understandable examples pointing to how we used to have silver certificates in this country. Once you point that out, people know that. They've seen silver certificates. They know that there used to be gold and silver behind the money. It's just you have to help explain them and sort of handhold them through why it's a terrible thing that there's not now. We can touch more on this in hour number three if necessary, but Mike has returned from Texas, and we're going back to his line. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I really enjoy your show because of very intelligent callers like the previous caller.
Thank you.
And I also like to hear the debate with you two guys of a free market, the guy in favor of the free market and limited government type. But I do favor the free market over the limited government.
Excellent.
Type.
Well, you know, there's so few places that you can go to hear somebody like you talk in the media. There's
yeah,
no
really
anarcho-capitalists
nice
out there.
This is a nice show where the debate is not about total statism one way or another way,
right.
But it's about free market and very limited government. And if the government schools put their it would never happen, of course, but if they put the argument in this way and framed the debate the way you guys do, it would really bring liberty. I think it would come.
Which is exactly
now,
why the government schools aren't ever going to do that, that's for
right,
sure.
Right, that's right, because it doesn't serve their interest.
Yep.
Now, a couple callers back, he was talking about a true believer and that you're a true believer. Well, I think that you don't have to kill people to build roads.
No.
It's not necessary because that's what government ultimately is. It's ultimately the force of the gun. And to do anything and to call on government to do anything, you're ultimately going to end up using the force, as in the case of Ed Brown in New Hampshire.
In the case of countless people, countless unsung individuals out there who've had their homes taken from them, who've been locked in jail cells, that's what government
every
is all
American
about.
Every American who pays their taxes because they don't want to go to jail.
Yep, you're absolutely dead on,
Mike. State movement, what's going to happen to the free state movement if Ron Paul makes it for president?
I don't know. Maybe it'll get some. Maybe it'll get a boost. Thanks for the call. Hour three's coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
When my son